Paoli Yugusuk, Archbishop of the Central Equatorial Internal Province of the Episcopal Church, says the parties should stop accusing each other of wrongdoing and focus on dialogue to resolve their differences. Archbishop Yugusuk says citizens want the main signatories to the peace agreement, the SPLM in government and SPLM in opposition, to show leadership and prevent the country from moving backwards. He says President Salva Kiir should remain true to his words that he will never return the country to war. He says the parties should expedite the implementation of the key provisions of the agreement, such as security arrangements, before the transitional period expires.
There is an agreement in place now, and that is our hope, the hope of everyone. And we are also happy with the statement of the president that he will never take the country back to the war. And he meant that, and I know he will never do that. And we are happy with this statement, and we believe that he will take us forward. So this confrontation should not be welcome among us at this time. We know things are very sensitive, but we are arguing our leaders is the implementation. Any argument, any work, anything is the implementation. So we should put all our efforts towards the implementation of the River Talaiz peace agreement so that we have an election on time.
Elections are scheduled to take place in February 2023. The SPLM-IO announced a few weeks ago they will no longer participate in the Peace Monitoring Body, RJMEC, and Security Mechanism meetings. The group accused SSPDF of carrying out what it called unprovoked attacks on its military bases. The SSPDF denied the charges. Yugusuk says now is the time for all parties to come together and move on. David Leung, the Bishop of Jonglei Diocese of the Sudan Pentecostal Church, says the latest security development in the country is unfortunate because South Sudanese do not want to see a repeat of the 2013 and 2016 conflicts.
We are appealing to the leaders of this country. Let them not take country back to the war. Without peace, there is no development. Without peace, there is no any change that can happen. All citizens in South Sudan are working hard to get to change their life from this miserable life to a good life. So without peace, nobody can go a step ahead. And the war, we know that war always a destructive agent against development. Where there is war, nothing can change in South Sudan.
Bishop Leung urged the parties to stop bickering and initiate dialogue so that South Sudanese can believe in the future of their country. The U.S. government has called on President Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to de-escalate tensions and uphold their respective obligations under the 2018 agreement, including its ceasefire provision. In a statement released on Tuesday, the U.S. State Department expressed concern over what it called deteriorating situation in South Sudan. It cited recent clashes between the SSPDF and the SPLM-AIO in Upper Nile and Unity States, saying neither Kiir nor Machar have made good faith efforts to implement key provisions in the peace agreement. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.